Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Welcome back for my continuing discussion on derivatives. You can listen to Wednesday's segment in the online archives at 1320wils.com. As I explained, a large financial default could trigger liabilities to derivative counterparties who don't have enough liquidity to make required immediate payments. This almost happened 8 years ago when Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy, which triggered hundreds of billions of dollars in derivative liabilities. The next day, AIG, one of the largest derivative contract counterparties, was hours away from collapsing. The Federal Reserve instantly approved an $85 billion bailout of AIG to prevent a global financial collapse. The following day, the Fed announced a massive increase in credit lines to prevent other derivative counterparties going bankrupt, especially Goldman Sachs. Within 10 days, the Federal Reserve had mobilized more than $1 trillion of emergency credit to prevent a global financial collapse caused by defaults on derivative contracts. Since then, none of the problems that led to the risk of a global financial collapse have been fixed. Instead, they have gotten worse. The Fed's balance sheet has ballooned. It no longer has the maneuvering ability it did then. Global derivative contracts outstanding have soared to $500 trillion. This increases the risk that a major debt default could trigger a worldwide catastrophe. How could that happen? Unfortunately, there are too many ways to list, so let me give you just two. The Greek government has threatened multiple times to default on its now $400 billion of debt. The derivative contracts covering such an event would require far more immediate cash payments than the counterparties have available. Italian banks combined also have more than $400 billion of non-performing loans. Should these banks go under, bankruptcies would soar worldwide. Should either of these or any other of a number of possible crises hit, Americans face the risk of another banking holiday such as happened 83 years ago. If this happens, you won't be able to write checks or use your credit or debit cards to buy groceries or gasoline. Are you prepared? That's it for today. Tune in again next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.